Dual enrollment allows a student to earn credits toward both high school graduation and at the college level. Higher education officials announced a pilot program this week developed by Montana State Billings that will allow dual-enrolled students in Billings to participate for free. To meet the expected demand, there also has to be enough qualified high school teachers. That means a master's degree.
So if they happen to have a master's in the discipline they're teaching, they're good to go. But if their master's is in education and they're teaching a history class, then they need 9 credits in history.
Bob Hoare is a provost and vice chancellor for academic affairs at MSUB. He says earning those credits could be a barrier for teachers who are otherwise qualified to teach a dual enrollment class. That's why MSUB's pilot program will let teachers get those 9 graduate credits for free at the Billings campus if they agree to teach a dual enrollment class.
We used to charge by the credit for students to get involved in there and in this dual enrollment. And for this year, we're going to lower that price from something like $51 down to $0. So, yes, free.
With a caveat.
With a caveat. I mean, there are, you know, there may be some books and supplies and things. It's a university class, but the tuition piece is free.
The idea is not new. The Montana University system recently handed out college tuition coupons to obtain the graduate coursework needed to teach dual enrollment classes. Montana State Billings is looking to offer the graduate credits free for qualified educators this coming academic year. The money for this initiative comes from the performance-based funding the campus received earlier this year. Hoare says the details of the initiative are still being worked out, but he says the goal is to take away the barriers.
It's easy to put in place disincentives, and we don't want to do that, right? We're really trying to make everything be incentivized in such a way that the state can afford it, we can afford it, and that it's not a burden on the teachers who are playing this important role.
The Bullock administration and the Office of Public Instruction have announced they want to increase a dual enrollment program by 1,000 students a year for the next 3 years. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News.